My name's Angel McMillan. I've been in Carrigal all my days, born and bred, fisherman to trade. I'm 89, passed in October. That's it. Well, Carrigal's a lovely, lovely little village, a beautiful bay in it, plenty of forest walks, and good views all over the place. You need the weather. That's a snag with the weather. Well, I was born 1934, and the village was great when I was young. Aye. A lot of people in the school when I was young. The school was over beside where the shop was. Aye. Aye, a lot of kids in the school then. Tackety boots. Boots with tackets in them you went to the school with.
Oh, right.
Only just ordinary shoes. Wore better. And then school dinners started. That was a good thing. Great food. The old woman that was cooking was a great cook. One of the buildings is away now. It was the cookery room. Aye. The war came on. And it was a different place during the war. A lot of the boats was taken away. And of course the men went away. And it was different. But there were no hardship. Plenty of fish. Plenty of eggs. And everybody mucked in together, grew their own vegetables, potatoes and all that. And that's the way it was. Aye. The evacuees, they came from Glasgow and their house and all the houses that had room for them. And they went to the school half a day and we went to the school the next half. They had their own teachers with them. And that was it. They're all right, the people. They never caused any problems. They're only young, of course. Aye. I think it was Bridgeton in Glasgow they were from. But no, they were all right. Roman Catholics, and they went to the church in Carmelton every Sunday with a bus, special bus. But they're all right. Aye, they mucked in with the locals fine. Mm-hmm. I was 15. Couldn't get to leave the school quick enough. Well, there were no berth at the fishing in the and you go to the forestry. And I hated it. Way up the hill in the morning. And it was in the summertime. And the adders was hoaching all that land. I didn't like that. I was glad to get the fish. Aye. Well, you'd go at when you went to the fishing at first, you'd start as a cook. Tea and meals. Bacon and egg and all that kind of stuff. But they soon get to know what they do. Aye. 6 men in each boat then. Aye. Fishermen were all good cooks because they started there as a cook when they went to the fishing. All herring then. All herring. Oh, it's all night fishing for the herring. You can nearly do what you wanted as long as you're kind of self-employed, but you had to work too and learn the trade, mend nets and splicing ropes, all this. It was a good job. Wasn't much money attached to it right now, but it was good. Everybody was happy. Happier than they are now. It's nothing like what it used to be. There used to be 60 men. Nobody now. There's no herring. Well, nobody looking for herring. But, no. I don't know what the market would be like anyway if there were herring in it. It's all shellfish, prawns and scallops. Not the job it was. I went to the Galbraiths when I was about 20. Aye, more than 20, 24 maybe. Bob and Alec.
Mm-hmm.
Bob was a character. Aye, a good fisherman too. Mm. So was Alec, the brother. Father was a fisherman. Two brothers were fishermen. Everybody here was fishing, well, more or less. Herring fishing stopped about the 1970s. It started to put it away then. Aye. Well, look, I was fishing the Kilbrown and Sound here and round the Buck Iron, and then I went to the Hebrides in the winter too. And Isle of Man, and maybe June or July, and then through when the Forth and Clyde Canal was in it, the boats went down as far as Whitby, the herring. And I'm never in it now. Had to land. Aye. We were at the prawns, different job than the ring net. And it was an awful stormy morning. We were lifting the gear up. And I shouted to the man at the winch to slack up. And obviously, he thought I had said heave up. Heaved up, hand went right through the block. I never felt a thing. 2 hours after that, it was bumping. Straight to Glasgow in a helicopter. Aye, that was it. Aye. But there weren't many accidents. You know, it's amazing with the bad weather and everything. Aye. That was prawns then. The herring fishing kind of collapsed in the early 1970s. They go to the different things. It was a different job then. But it was all right. Of course, well, there were dances in the village hall there, nearly every week. Big bands coming down from Glasgow, and especially in the summer, when visitors, all the houses was let with visitors in during the summer months. And of course, the visitors came out in the herring boats at night. It was leaving the pier at 10 o'clock maybe and back in at 4, it was short nights then. No, they might have took a wee half bottle out or something like that, you know. That happened now and again. Aye. But that was an attraction, a tourist attraction then. But Well, when am I allowed to do it now? No. Well, one of the good things that happened in the village is regards jobs for the boys is the fish farm. Because the fishing was bad and the one that let the money be moved, it was a set wage out there all the time. Aye. And that was a good thing, I would imagine. Aye. Well, the social life hardly exists. No. They're not the houses. They're not the same amount of houses let now that used to be when I was young. All the houses was let. People in them and they'd go to the back houses and stay for the summer. Boarding houses, none of them in it now. Of course, the hotel's shit. And that's about it. I remember just after the war, we were only young, 12 maybe, 11 or 12. Everybody was buying ex-army bicycles. 30 shillings the one they buy. They're all right, they're painted green, but the works, you know. Pretty basic, but 30 shillings, you want to get a new bike for that, you know. And a lot of people was buying them, young ones. But 30 shillings in them days was kind of difficult to get. No trawlers left in Carrill now. A couple of krill boats. And there's no fishermen. No Carrill fishermen at the fishing. It's difficult to get people to go to the fishing in this area. It's all foreigners. Lithuanians and Bulgarians. And only for that. There wouldn't be any boats in it. Aye. But that's the way it is now. There are no fishermen with a carrel. Well, a krill man, one boat, two boats. Aye. But the young ones are not very keen to go to the fishing. I don't blame them. Well, some of them learning their trades here, the young ones. Electricians and heating engineers and mechanics, which is a good thing. All right.